following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's your idea of perfection? What do you think it takes to achieve your goals? My name's Nico, and thank you for tuning into The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection. Dear viewer, do you remember when you had to do something under a time constraint? Something where you only had a few hours to carry out that task? Well, for me, that was my sophomore audition tape for my high school's band. To bring things into perspective, my high school year, freshman year, was cut a little short due to COVID, and our sophomore year was purely online. Our auditions are usually in person, where the band director will pick out an individual section and review each player within that section, checking in on their abilities of their instrument. For example, a typical audition would be two random scales from whatever major scales they picked and two parts of an excerpt. One of the parts would be a really lyrical and expressive part, showcasing the player's ability to really sound beautiful on the instrument. And the other part is typically a very challenging, fast, technical part with a lot of notes, which shows the player's ability and mastery over their instrument. Well, for me, as I was still pretty young at the time, I'm still young now, but back then, I really didn't have much control over my time management and procrastination. So during COVID, I waited until maybe that night to record it. And as you could expect, it didn't go that well. Thankfully, he didn't really critique it that much. He just sent out a straight up email of what ensemble you would be in next year. And for me, it was, you know, I did all right, but it wasn't good enough to get into a higher ensemble. In order to have achieved my goal, I should have managed my time more. And that's what today's episode is about, time management and procrastination. For many, procrastination is what blocks them from achieving what they want to succeed. For example, not practicing enough on an instrument, not training hard enough at practices for athletes, and not studying hard enough for students. All of those things can stop you from achieving your best grade, achieving the performance you want, and winning games. For me specifically, it just took time for me to really get the handle of getting into a good practice habit. Because from junior year on, I would avidly practice around an hour a day. And it really helped that we had two periods of band throughout the day that lessened the amount of time that I had to practice outside of school. But as for a student, I'm still not the greatest at it. I still procrastinate a lot on things. I get them done, but I could have avoided all the stress of, oh shoot, this is due in an hour. I should have done this when I had time earlier in the day, but instead I was playing video games. That happens to a lot of us, and I feel like it just takes time for us to realize that stuff can't be done right before it's due, you know? Because if you think about it, studying, you can study all night for an exam. If you try hard enough, you'll probably get a decent grade, but you'll be tired, you'll be stressed, and all of that can be avoided by studying a few days in advance. You can split up whatever topic you're studying into multiple groups and study those groups throughout the week and throughout the days that lead up to your exam. For example, I'm going to keep it real with you, for my exam 2 in physiology, even though I got the highest grade in the class, I stayed up till like 4 a.m. and I didn't feel great. And even though I could afford to do that because I just had to take the test and that was my one class for the day and I could sleep all day after that, I still didn't feel the greatest about doing that. So as I'm thinking about the next test for that class, exam 3, which is in a week and a half from today, I have started already studying for that exam. I want to see if this really is better than just cramming all at the end, or if I should stick with that and see how far that takes me. But for now, you know, I'm in the present. I can't really tell what'll happen in the future. In terms of the flute, my study habits would begin with a few long tones on the instrument. Long tones are just when the musician blows air through the instrument and we try to achieve the greatest sound we can without taking into account intonation and a bunch of other stuff, because that comes later in the studying process. After that, I go around the major scales, just getting familiar with all of them and making sure, you know, checking in what needs more work, because music isn't written in just one key. Music is written in many different keys with many different notes, and it's very important to know them so that learning the repertoire itself comes easier and you're not spending a lot of your time just learning new notes because you haven't learned them on your scales. And after that comes tuning. That just involves getting my instrument. I tune to A, concert A as a flute, and I have to tune to that and get it perfect so that hopefully the rest of the notes on my instruments will have a better chance of being in tune. But that's not always the case. Instruments are very meticulously engineered, but that doesn't mean they're perfect. Some notes, even though I tune my instrument to its correct pitch, they will still end up very sharp or very flat. They are out of tune. So what I have to do after I initially tune my whole instrument, I go back throughout my scales very slowly and meticulously in order to check which notes have a tendency to be sharp or flat. And usually with the flute, it's pretty easy, because as you get higher and higher into those upper altissimo registers, most of those notes tend to be sharp. At least for me, I'm as an amateur flautist, and same goes for lower notes. They tend to get really flat. There are a few outliers here and there because of the nature of how the instrument is made, but all in all, tuning is a big part of that studying as a musician. As a student, you know, it prepares you for your quizzes and exams. Different study methods that I've tried out in the past that seem to work, one of them really just sounds like procrastination, but it's not, because you end up setting a self-imposed deadline of you have, let's say, half an hour to finish this assignment. Because usually, in my experience, it works. So usually I'd be pretty lax with myself and just say, oh, this is an assignment. I'll take about an hour to 45 minutes to do it. But if I really say, hey, you got to finish this in half an hour, you don't have anything to do, but you better finish this in half an hour, I'll get it done in that half an hour, saving me that extra 15 to 30 minutes. Which it still really does still sound like procrastinating, but it's definitely less stressful, seeing as you're not doing it when you actually only have half an hour left to complete the assignment. Another study technique that I've picked up revolves around you immediately just looking at a text, absorbing what you can from it, and then after you do that for about 10, 20 minutes, write down what you remember. And then you can go back and compare the two texts and see what you missed. And then you can fill in the gaps from there. And I feel like that also works out too, because there's another thing where writing stuff down physically with paper and pen or pencil, it just sticks more in your brain rather than you typing it out. I think it has to do with something, the motion of you writing is very much more like muscle memory than you typing a letter that says R. But that also has done a lot for me within the past year of improving my study habits and making sure that I'm able to retain a lot more information rather than me just typing out notes and looking over it. However, I will say, going back to my exam too, I didn't really study smart like everyone says I should. I just looked at the slideshows for like 3-5 hours straight, and I reasoned them out. I reasoned out why, how odorants get sensed as smell and how they're sent to your central nervous system, stuff like that. I reasoned that out, but most of it, I just looked at it. Could I have done it in a shorter amount of time? Probably, but results are results, am I right? Now, of course, all of this is easier said than done. You can't form really good, consistent habits without consistency in trying them out. For example, I might not be able to keep up with studying for this exam that's next week consistently every day, just like how I might not be able to consistently practice for a piece when I'm only performing it a month away. That's a real big challenge for me, is just putting stuff in perspective. But what helps me is that I realize all of this stuff will lead to a really good end result that I can be proud of. And that might not be the best, being purely result driven, because stuff will always not go your way. If you do get a bad result on stuff, getting really down in the dumps about it is not good for productivity. But that's another episode of getting back up into doing stuff. Other than that, the way I've found is that I combine that result-driven goal with the thought of just doing something consistently is good for me. Like going to the gym every day, at least mostly every day. But consistency will show up in other parts of your life, and it's just really good for you overall. And carrying out all of this consistency will lead to your success, which is what we want to achieve. And as for me right now, my success is mainly based on how consistent I am, because I am trying to study for that test a week and a half in advance, and it's going pretty great. I might stumble here and then miss a day or two of study, but it's the fact of getting back up to regain that consistency that's important, because it's those moments that I can think back on of never giving up where a lot of my drive comes from. And my drive comes from other places too, like my parents and my sister, my friends. All of them play a big role into my success, into my perseverance of staying consistent and working hard at what I need to achieve. All of those factors culminate into your success. And all of that is a lot to think about, and it might not come easy to people, but we all just have to remember that nothing in life comes easy. Everything that takes work to achieve is going to be really beautiful in the end, and it's something that everyone can be proud of, because lifting everyone up and achieving, helping people achieve their goals is really what stuff is about in life, you know? Now, getting back on topic, procrastination and time management. These two things are complete opposites, and increasing how well you manage your time can decrease the amount you procrastinate. All in all, procrastination isn't a bad thing, but it's not the greatest thing either. Great time management is really good for reducing your stress and anxiety, as it has for me. I feel a lot better about stuff because I haven't been procrastinating that much lately. And honestly, I kind of like not feeling perpetually stressed all the time. But stuff like that I'm still not perfect at. Stuff takes time, and you know, I'm down to take that time and really improve myself, because that's also one of my goals. That's one of my forms of success that I'm searching for. With who I am now, I think all of that is going pretty well.